Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me. Last Sunday, Pope Benedict XVI announced his forthcoming journey to the Holy Land in a couple of months, precisely from the 8th to the 15th of May.
Poi, dall'8 al 15 maggio, compierò un pellegrinaggio in Terra Santa per domandare al
In a few moments, Father Norbert Hoffman of the Vatican's Office for Relations with Jews will be taking a closer look for us at this journey. That's with Philippa Hitchin, who sat down with him earlier in the week ahead of the Pope's meeting on Thursday this week in the Vatican with the Jewish leaders from Israel.
This is a delegation of the Chief Rabbinate of Israel in Jerusalem, and we are in contact with them since 2002. So it's ongoing dialogue. Till now we had 7 meetings, and in every meeting there was a theme, a topic to treat. And now they will come to have a papal audience. We will speak only about current issues for 1.5 hours, and then they will meet the Pope, and then they will have a press conference. And I think it's time to have a papal audience with them, because we are now since 7 years, 7 is a biblical number, since 7 years we are in contact with them. And the context, of course, is different now, but it is very useful to have this audience now, because after 7 years of fruitful dialogue, they deliver that they can meet the Pope.
Tell us a bit about the changes that have taken place over these 7 years. It's been a bit up and down, hasn't it?
Regarding the dialogue with the Chief Rabbinate in these 7 years, there was one, let's say, critical period after this prayer for the Good Friday was published last year in 2008. They cancelled the meeting. And this was a critical period, but the other 6 years or nearly seven years, it was a very, very fruitful time, and friendship increased, and we spoke about a lot of important topics like the sanctity of life, about common family values, about ethical conduct, about the sanctity of life, anti-technology, euthanasia, for example, about religious freedom we spoke. So we had a lot of things we could exchange our views, and in the end there was always released a common declaration.
So this will be really perhaps a milestone in this relationship, which comes at quite a difficult point, doesn't it, with the difficulties over the Holocaust-denying bishop
and so on. We must understand that this dialogue was initiated by John Paul II by his visit in 2000 in Israel. Then the first contacts were in 2002, and now over 7 years we had this systematic dialogue with the Chief Rabbinate of Israel. And, of course, as I told you, the context now is a little bit different because of this Williamson matter and because of the Holocaust denial matter. So, of course, this papal audience, let's say, is, we can see as encouragement for the ongoing dialogue.
It's also, in a way, a preparation, isn't it, for Pope Benedict's visit to Israel in May, which he has just confirmed.
Of course, this papal audience for the delegation of the Chief Rabbinate can be seen in the context of the visit, of the trip of Benedict XVI to Israel in May. And he will meet there the two chief rabbis, and he will have a talk with our delegation of the Chief Rabbinate, and of course he will also meet the Muslims, and there will be also an interreligious meeting. But this papal audience now of March the 12th can be seen in the context of the upcoming trip of Benedict to Israel.
It follows on the footsteps, as you say, of Pope John Paul's visit in 2000 and, of course, Paul VI way back in 1964. How do you think perhaps it may differ, this visit? What do you think will be the particular characteristics of this visit?
The contexts are very different. For example, Paul VI went to the Holy Land, you must say the Holy Land, in 1964, and he never mentioned the state of Israel. It was a pastoral visit. He was there as a pilgrim. John Paul II, of course, he was an official guest of the state of Israel, but his trip was also declared as a trip to the Holy Land as a pilgrimage. And also Benedict XVI, he feels himself as a pilgrim. He wants to make a pilgrimage to the Holy Land to pray there at the holy sites. And let's say in 2000, I think the political situation was less complicated than now. You know, the Gaza conflict lies behind, then this Holocaust denial story is behind. And then the situation there in Israel is very complicated regarding the relationship between the Israeli and the Palestinian people. Until now, there's no own Palestinian state. And let's say the political context is very, very difficult.
So more challenging, in fact, than any of the previous visits.
I would say that this trip will be very challenging regarding the political situation and all the situation of the Christian people there. Maybe you know that a lot of Christians left also the Holy Land because of this conflict, because of the economical and political situation.
Are you hopeful? Do you think that a visit like this can do anything to try and stem this exodus, to change the perspectives of what it means to be a Christian in the Holy Land today?
There are three goals for this visit. First, he's going there as a pilgrim. He has a spiritual motivation, and he wants to pray for unity and for peace. So it's a spiritual motivation there. Then second, he wants to encourage the Christian communities there, especially, of course, the Catholic Church there. An encouragement to stay there, to develop the community life, to give testimony to the world. The popes always said we need in Holy Land active and Christian communities. It mustn't become a museum for Christian art. So it's important to encourage the Christian people there. And the third goal is to encourage also the interreligious dialogue, the dialogue with the Jewish people, but also the dialogue with the Muslims.
A very difficult dialogue, but hopefully this visit may perhaps lead to some steps forward in both areas, Jewish and Muslim dialogue.
Of course, I hope that there will be steps forward and that we perceive this trip of Benedict XVI as a great encouragement to go on in this difficult dialogue.
There's also been an unprecedented meeting just recently at Yad Vashem of Catholic and Jewish scholars on the figure of Pius XII. Is this a real step forward, do you think, towards resolving this particularly difficult issue that has been going on for so long?
The figure of Pius XII was always and is a polemic issue in the Jewish-Catholic dialogue. And there are different views regarding the behavior of this pope during this difficult period of the Second World War, of the Holocaust. And you know, in what Yad Vashem, there, the pope is the portrayal of a pope has a certain polemical feature. And I think it's very good that Catholic scholars and Jewish scholars who know the history, that they meet there and that they discuss this matter to, let's say, to have a judgment that is according to this historical figure of the Pius XII.
It's a unique place, isn't it? And Pope Benedict will be visiting Yad Vashem himself, won't he, on the journey?
Pope Benedict XVI will not visit the museum where you find this portrayal of Pius XII, but he will visit Yad Vashem, the Holocaust memorial site, and he will commemorate the victims of the Shoah, of the Holocaust, but he doesn't enter in the museum. So Yad Vashem is not only a museum, it's also a site for commemoration of the victims of the Shoah.
Do you think that these recent problems, again, over the figure of Pius XII and the more recent Holocaust-denying Bishop Richard Williamson, have these taken away, perhaps, from issues of great concern for the Vatican? For example, the status of the Cenacle, which we don't hear so much about now, and also the need to conclude an economic agreement between Israel and the Holy See?
You are right. Behind there are other issues. You mentioned the negotiations regarding the fundamental agreement, and you mentioned the question of the cenacle. Of course, both sides are working on that, but it's not so in the public. But it's also important for us and also for the Jewish people. And these negotiations, they started in 1994. Until now, there's no visible result. So it's our hope and our desire that they will conclude these negotiations with a positive outcome. That's very clear. So behind, there are other issues. In the public, there's always Yad Vashem and the dialogue, the interreligious dialogue, and let's say the papal visit as encouragement for the Christian community as a pilgrimage, but behind there are also other issues.
So can we say perhaps progress is going on behind the scenes?
It's always like that. What you can perceive in the mass media, in the newspapers and the television, is often different from what is going on behind the scenes.
That was Father Norbert Hoffmann of the Vatican's Office for Relations with Jews speaking there to Philippa Hitchin. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.